Salt. Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see.
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen for sure. We're going to get 30 people in this queue. We're up to 14 right now. And I want to give you another heads up. Those of you out there just kind of tuning in, you really want to have some fun. You ought to get in here with us before the show starts. We get after it pretty good, about, you know, sometimes a half hour before and sometimes a half hour after. So those of you who are just listening on YouTube, man, you're just getting the programmed part of the program. You know what I'm talking about? It's a free-for-all before and a free-for-all afterwards, but you got to join the queue. You got to get in the queue because, see, when we come on the air, this program starts, but we've been having dialogue here behind the scenes for the last, well, I came in a little bit late, last 15 minutes. We'll have dialogue afterwards. So if you got some 2 cents you want to throw in there, now that just attracted all the trolls in. They're all going to jump in here now, but that's okay. We're glad to have you. Man, have I got a power-packed show for you today. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me get through this. We live in unbelievable times. Woke up to a thunderstorm, another one here in Ohio, and I just like hearing that thunder roar because it lets me know that the big boy upstairs is rolling up his sleeves and the heathen are raging, and it's all good. Before I get too deep into it, I'm going to bring the sergeant here, the commander of the Salt Light Brigade. He's going to give us a little update of some events and some things going on that you guys need to know about. By the way, so Sarge is in Maine, the state of – I'm in Ohio. Dale's in Louisiana. Chad's in Texas. We are expanding this Salt and Light Brigade far more than you guys even know what's going on behind the scenes. I just want you to know that. And I told you yesterday that the problem we have is our only strategy in the church is Republicans or rapture. That's our only strategy. We got to get smarter. We got to build a more cohesive team. That's what we're trying to do. Jump in here real quick, Sarge. I got a lot to talk about today, bud.
Yeah, if you would all click on Jared's icon here, he's going to put up our calendar. And we've got a lot going on here the next 60 to 90 days. As you know, Coach is going to be down in Louisville all next week or for most of the week. That's the National Meeting Operation Save America. And then Chad and his wife, Michelle, are hosting a get-together of brigade folks down in Texas at his ranch on the 29th and 30th. There's still
Texas, Oklahoma. Anybody close down there, they can get in that thing, Sarge?
Yep, and he's still got room. He's got close to 20 already signed up. We'd like to see double that. He'd love to have you all. On the 4th of August, Coach is going to be down in Lima, Ohio, and he's going to be speaking along with Russ Dizdar and the host, Dr. Mike Spaulding. Mike Boldea. And that'll be from the 4th through the 6th. Coach actually speaks Friday night.
Joe Hagman's going to be there.
Oh, good. And then Coach and gets to speak again on Saturday, midday.
It's free, Sarge.
It's free.
Pastor Mike's putting this thing on free.
Yep.
So, limited crowd, though, he said.
So check the event page out. We've got the link to the sign-up page. It is free, but they'd like to get an idea on numbers. So please sign up for that. And then we go into the latter part of August. We're going to be out to Boise for the Hear the Watchman Signs of the
Head. That'll be fun.
And that's August 18th to the 21st. Going to get a chance to go out and see the actual eclipse on the 20th. And or the 21st itself, I think, which is Monday. But the conference itself is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I know that they still have a few tickets still left. I'm not sure.
Tinfoil Hat Central, too, Sarge. It's Tinfoil Hat Central, man. You don't want to miss it.
But there'll be some nice guys there, like Derek Gilbert and Mike Boldea.
They're all nice guys. Come on, man.
But yeah, I mean, they're all nice. The guys that are not so much tin hat as the other guys.
Yeah, so, I'm with you.
And then
I like my tin hat though. I like my tinfoil hat.
And then, later on, what we're working on, we've already got it posted in the events calendar. We're going to Wisconsin to, sort of help, bring in the new regional brigade center in Marshfield with Rob Pugh and his crowd. That'll be on October 26th. And then we're going to have a boot camp while we're in Wisconsin, down in Milwaukee. We've got Terry Fisher's church in the Milwaukee area lined up. And more the merrier. There are fees involved with that to cover our costs. But please check the event calendar or check the brigade page. While I'm talking about the brigade page, we've recently just redone our registration form to be part of the brigade. And so if you've already been getting our emails, we'd love for you to go back in and refill out that form. It'll give you the option to update it. And we need the updated information to help us.
We need players, man. We need players. Come on.
Yeah, we need to manage a little better where our people are. Our goal is, we've been working with, starting out with Rob and Chad in Texas, is we'd like to have a regional representative in every 10 different regions of the country. And then
we got Tim out on the West Coast now too, Sarge.
Yep. And so the states that are in each of these regions will have the regional guy or gal to help us stay in contact with you folks and get you up to speed with what we're doing. The next thing that we want to announce, we haven't put it on the calendar yet, but it will be there shortly, is Roger, one of our guys in the huddle, came up with a great idea, and we all bought off on it here with the coach's team. We're going to start a monthly huddle, and the first one's going to be August 27th, if that works for coach's calendar. It's going to be a Sunday night at 7 p.m., hopefully when you have all your normal weekend activities done, and it's going to be a hangout. We're not going to record it, and it's going to be for folks.
30 of us.
Yeah, and we'll be able to get 30 of us in. And for those of you who don't get a chance because of work or other reasons, you can't make the normal live huddle in the morning, but you've been in the huddle in the past, this is a reunion opportunity for you to come and kind of reconnect with all of us in the huddle. And
yeah, Sarge, it won't be a teaching thing. I'm not going to be like I normally do. It's going to be a dialogue, give and take, get to know each other type thing.
Yeah, what's happening? We're going to tell you what's going on in the ministry and tell you what's going on with our teams and what we're working on, and really get a chance to get in under the inner workings of the ministry as we move forward, because we have some really interesting things that are going to be popping up here that we're going to be sharing with you. Number one, we're planning to do a national event that Coach will host, and we're looking at the month of April in 2018. We don't have all the details yet, but we want you to at least mark your calendars. We're going to do something really big in Ohio in April. And so we want to let you know about that. And we also want to let you know that we've been approached by a couple of other entities, and we're getting ready to step into a big project. And some of the folks that are already signed up to be part of this project include Larry Nichols's organization, John B. Wells, Caravan of Midnight guy, Paul Begley, pastor down there in where's Paul? He's in Tennessee.
Well, first of all, everything's down for you. Ohio ain't down there, and Indiana ain't down there. He's in Indiana, so we're up here in Indiana, Ohio.
Right.
We ain't down there. Dale's down there, right? You're up high, so everything's down.
And then Lisa Haven is going to be involved, and last but not least, the Project Veritas folks. I don't have a lot of details. I'm just going to put the teaser out to you now that this is going to be a big event. We're going to need lots of
So, Sarge, here it is, man. We're flying close to the flame. You understand that, folks? Here at Pass the Salt Ministries, Coach Dave Live, the Salt and Light Brigade, we are circling the flame, and we are close to the flame. And we're trying to encourage you. We will not win if some of you do not get off of your asses. Do you understand that? If all you do is sit behind a computer and blog or make comments, if that's all you do, I'm going to tell you something. We ain't going to win because the other team is so organized and so determined. Sarge, I didn't mean to jump in you, but I felt that little pounding on my chest again from the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to get that thing out of there. And I'm sorry I said ass.
Yeah,
I won't do it anymore, Mom.
And then the last thing, we just encourage folks, especially if you're new to the ministry, we encourage you not only to watch the show, but to go visit us over at patreon.com patreon.com/CoachDaveLive. That's our Patreon site. And everything that Coach does content wise, we make sure that there's a link. So, you know, if you're not a Facebooker or you can't watch the live streams, you can see all the content that the ministry is producing and the events that we're going to, the things that we're recording and writing about, and everything that we're doing activity-wise. You're going to be able to see that over on the Patreon site. So it's a one-stop shop. It's a great place to connect. We do our posts and things that we do off the calendar. We make sure that it's over there on Patreon. So we really encourage you. We've already hit our first goal. We had a $300 goal, and we just went over 300 a couple days ago. So we want to say thanks, obviously, to everyone that signed up.
Hey, Sarge, listen. Well, listen, man. I was just reminded of when I was coaching back in the early 1990s, and we got really, really good at the high school I was at. And another school called me and told me to come up and interview for the job. And I had the job. It was a big school, great opportunity. And I went up there, and I'll never forget after the wine and dining, the athletic director took me outside, and he leaned up against my car, and I leaned up against my car. It was my job. It was my job, okay? I had the job. And he looked at me. He says, listen, I want you to know something. This is a great school system, but I also want you to know, if you come up here, you're effing with the big boys. Now, listen to me. We're effing with the big boys. You understand that? I'm not gonna lay down in the shallows of Christianity and try to run a ministry and just to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. We are at such a time in America that if the body of Christ, the true remnant of Christ, if we don't arise now, brothers and sisters, Western civilization as we know it is going to go down. I'm telling you, a lot of you are praying for the rapture. Well, you can keep doing that. But what if Western civilization disappears before the rapture comes? Huh? What if Christianity begins to thrive in China and some of these dark places around the world? What if Christianity there explodes and here we are sitting, we think we're the crown jewel of Christianity, America. And what if we see America and all of its liberties disappear? And the only way that it's going to, see, why do you think they had disciples? If Jesus just wanted to work through him, he could have just been him. Why do you think he had disciples? He trained other guys to go ye into all the world. That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of God is all about. Go ye into all the world. Teach them all I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And this pacifism, this sit on your hind endism that we see in modern church, modern Christianity, boys and girls, it ain't gonna cut it. It ain't gonna cut it. Sarge, I cut you off. I gave you 10 minutes. You asked for two. You asked for one. I gave you 10. There you go, folks.
That's
all right. All right, man. A lot of stuff going on, folks. A lot of stuff. Hey, Jared, real quickly. Guys, I'm going to run through this quickly. I'm not going to get through it all. I'm not going to get through it. Jared, let's go to Psalm 2 real quick. I just want this to be as our jumping off spot here. I'm heading to Louisville, Kentucky, my wife and I. Pastor Dale Sosh is already down there. Hey, my good buddy Roy is showing up down. I heard from two guys last night. Hey, Sarge, you remember Trey? My brain went down.
Brent?
Yes. And his wife, they're coming down there. Going to be a reunion of sorts. But see, listen, I'm going to battle. I ain't going to a reunion. I ain't going to go eat some macaroni and cheese and some potato chips. I'm going down there to go to war. Dale will tell you that's what's going on. So if you're within an hour's drive or two-hour drive or a four-hour drive, try to get down there for a day. Take a day off work. Come down early in the morning on one. When you get off work on one day, stay the night. Stay with us the next day. You'll be blessed. We need you. And see, one of the things that's going on down in Louisville, they're trying to get a temporary restraining order to keep us away from the abortion clinic because they understand. Hey, Pastor Dale, they know what's coming down there, man. They know what's coming down there. See,
and federal temporary restraining order.
Ain't that just like the bullies, huh? The bullies want to call the feds to come in and protect them while they bully and kill little babies inside that clinic. They're trying to steal our First Amendment rights. That's exactly what's going on. It's happening everywhere. And if they shut the mouth of Coach Dave, they shut the mouth of God. If they shut the mouth of Dale Sosha, they shut the mouth of God. If they shut the mouth of Rusty Thomas, they shut the mouth of God. Don't you see what's going on, folks? The bullies are out of the war. Again, we talked about that yesterday. Oh man, I'm pumped. I'm not. I'm just pumped because this thing is coming to a crescendo. Why do the heathen rage? It says in Psalm 2. And the people imagine a thing, a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves. Well, you better ponder that one a minute. The kings of the earth set themselves. I watched, hey, Sarge, you sent me something. I listened to it yesterday. Liz Croken on the Dave Hodges show. That's a must listen for everybody. And Liz Croken said yesterday that she believes that at least a third of our government is involved in pedophilia. Now, a third of it, she said this. Some of them are actively involved. Some of them are, they get them in a room and get them drunk and get them drugged and then take compromising pictures of them so they cannot stand up and fight. They got these compromising pictures on them. But are you ready for this one? Are you ready for this one, folks? The kings of the earth set themselves. She said there's a massive recruiting process that goes on that those kings of the earth that set themselves recruit people to run for office who agree with pedophilia, who are Satanists. See, we don't want to believe it. We just don't want to believe it. But it's going on. She says that's why nothing's happening. Have you noticed? Is it just me? Have you noticed how hard the left is going after Donald Trump? And have you noticed that the Republican Party is doing nothing to help him? Can you somebody explain to me why that is? They're doing nothing to help him. And did you notice this? That when the Muslim was in office, that the left did everything they could to help him, and the right did nothing to stop him. And now the roles are reversed, and isn't it something? The left is swinging away and the right sitting back, sucking on their popsicles, not doing a daggone thing. Why? Because the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, and against his anointed. See, it's not just against the Lord. It's against his anointed. It's against me, and it's against Dale, and it's against Sarge, and it's against George and John and Silver. It's against us that they're setting themselves up. And can't you see it? Oh, Lord, it's not just about you getting saved and little Timmy and Tommy and coming to know the Lord. That's all important, but that's not what it's about. Come on, wake up here. I'm going to show Jared, I'm so full of it today, man. I'm so full of it. I want you guys to see something, man. This blew me away. Hey, Jared, I hate to start with this, but I'm going to. Pull up that one I sent you of Donald Trump. Pull it up real quick there, Jared. I want you guys to see this. This is when he called all the senators and all the congressmen into his office. This was public now. This is public. I want you to watch just the first 2 minutes of this stuff. And you tell me if he hasn't figured out that he's fighting both teams. You tell me he hadn't figured it out. And I want you to hear specifically at the minute 20 mark what he says about President Obama and see if you've ever heard a president of the United States ever say this about his predecessor. Go ahead and play it, Jared. Just 2 minutes of it.
That was not hard. That wasn't hard. We're close. I think we're a lot closer than people understand, and we have to pull it through. So important. But we're in this room today to deliver on our promise to the American people, to repeal Obamacare and to ensure that they have the health care that they need. We have no choice. We have to repeal and replace Obamacare. We can repeal it, but the best is repeal and replace, and let's get going.
He's a senator sitting in there
promise,
with him.
And I know you will too. Since 2013, Obamacare premiums have skyrocketed. In Alaska, they went up over 200% recently. We know that. In Arizona, they've been up 118%. And those states are good compared to some of the numbers that are coming out. Despite the promise that premiums would decrease by $2,500 on average, they've actually increased by almost $3,000 and even much more than that in some cases. It's crushing
the middle class. Here comes Obama, listen.
And the families of the middle class. It's frankly crushing our country. Obamacare was a big lie. You can keep your doctor, lie. You can keep your plan, lie. It was a lie directly from the president. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. 28 times he said it. 28 times. And it was a lie, and he knew it was. And now it's hurting this country.
Okay, that's it, man. That's it. Huh? He's coming out of the matrix. See, some of you still don't get it. You still don't get it. This guy is figuring out what's going on. And he's figuring out that it isn't just him. It isn't just Republican, Democrat, which is what Limbaugh wants to tell us, which is what all those talking heads, with the exception of Michael Savage, by the way, that's all of them want you to tell you. It's simply Republican, Democrat. And that's why we look in the church and our only answer is what? Yeah, yeah. Republicans are rapture. Republicans are rapture. That's the only thing we can do. Okay, Jared. Oh, my goodness. I got so much stuff to show you here. Where do I want to go? Oh, hey, let Jared, go to Homo Mayor. I got to show you this just because I want to piggyback on what I said yesterday. Huh? Remember I said yesterday that pedophilia is real? Did I tell you that? Huh? We don't want to believe it, see? Oh, man, Lord, be good to me. Seattle's homosexual mayor. Wednesday, July 19, 2017, Seattle's homosexual mayor. See, that's something right there, isn't it? Those two words together, homosexual mayor. Come on, church. Seattle's homosexual mayor faces multiple child rape allegations. Ed Murray, Seattle's homosexual mayor, who is married to another man and politically backed by the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, abused his foster son, according to child welfare investigators. Slide on down through here, Jared. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it. But I want you to get down here and find out that this guy, remember I told you they recruit people? They recruit politicians? The mayor, Murray, is a child molester, the guy said. The worst things you can think of is what Ed has done to me. Now, somebody high up in the Democratic Party, in the God-hating party, go on down, Jared. This has been going on since 1984. I showed you Denny Hastert yesterday. I showed you the guy in Hudson, Ohio. Democrats connected at the top to this pedophile ring. This is real. They want to tell us it's not. They want to tell us it's a conspiracy theory. I can't find it, Jared. Here's what I'm trying to show you. This guy is deeply connected to the higher-ups in the Democratic Party. Huh? Huh? Yeah, it's all fake news right now. No. It's conspiracy theory. It's just a conspiracy theory. That's all it is. Yeah, look here. No, it ain't, baby. No, it ain't. Okay, Jared. Here we go, man. Let's keep moving here. What else do I want to throw up here right now? Let's go to this, Jared. No, wrong one. Sorry. Folks, I got it all right here. We got us a good day here. For some reason, Jared, the thing that I said stuff on it, it's all on my end. What did I send you? Let's try that. No, I've done that four times. This is good. It's maybe calm down and get my mind right here. Did I send you stuff today, Jared? Morning Link. You have it, Jared? Okay, man. I have lost it on mine. See, I want to see it so I know what the heck to tell you to put up there, because mine says stuff. Maybe let me see. Sent mail. Jared. Oh, no more stuff. No. Shoot. Thanks. There it is. I can't. Jared, you're a good man. I can't find it. Here's what I want you to see, okay? Jared, pull up. Let's play that first one, buddy. Coach Dave. I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. Now, folks, listen. Listen to me. We've been told a lot of lies. And President Trump just publicly called Obama a liar, said 28 times he lied and he knew he was lying, right? Now, here's what I'm trying to convince you of. There are lies going on all around you. All around you, there are lies. There are government lies. I'm going to tell you this. There are lies coming from our pulpits. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. There are lies that are coming from our pulpits. There are those men who are standing in the pulpits who are not servants of the Lord. And we've got to be very, very careful. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And we have to be very, very careful when we blindly follow somebody in authority just because they happen to be in authority. This is 4 minutes. It's 4 years ago. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Doppenmeyer at newswithviews.tv, newswithviews.com. And I have to tell you today, I don't believe it. I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but I just don't believe it. And I don't know how we got to the point in America where we've become so gullible that we believe basically anything that come down the pike. We believe anything the mainstream press tells us. We believe anything we hear coming out of the idiot box on the radio. We believe anything that we hear coming out of the government. Well, I'm here to tell you something. I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. Is there something wrong with that? And see, part of the problem that we have, the reason that we are so gullible, is because we are no longer taught how to think in our schools. We're no longer taught. We're taught what to think rather than how to think. And you get in an argument with the average college student, which, by the way, we minister a lot on college campuses and get a chance to engage one-on-one with those who are in the educational system. Wait a minute. Higher educational system. And I have to tell you, they are not very logically sound. They cannot put A to B and follow to C. They do not know how to think. Although we're told in public education today that we are into critical thinking skills. Really? Critical thinking skills. Well, I want to tell you, that's something that you as a parent better begin to do with your own children. My own kids used to hate to watch television with me. They probably still would today, but they're grown. But they used to hate to watch TV with me because when they're the newsman would be on TV or they'd be interviewing somebody, I would be watching the TV and I'd be yelling, "That's a lie! That's a lie!" And they would get tired of hearing it, but I would hope that what I was demonstrating for them is to not believe everything that you hear. I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. Doesn't make me a conspiracy theorist. Doesn't make me a rebel. Doesn't make me not a team player. I'm just telling you, I don't believe it. So what are you talking about? I don't believe the economy is getting better. I don't care what the Dow Jones says. I don't care how much money they print. I don't care how many job advancements you're getting. The economy is not getting better. No matter how much they tell me, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I'll tell you what else. I don't believe much of what they've told us about the president. I don't believe that he's a natural born citizen. I don't believe, I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. I don't believe he's a Christian. Oh, wait a minute. I can't judge his Christianity, but from looking at his fruit, that is not the fruit of a Christian. And when they call him a Christian, I say, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. When they tell us that what happened on 9-1-1, that we got the full story, that everything that you're seeing is exactly as it happened, believe our report. I'm telling you, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. 3 weeks ago, I stood in Dealey Plaza. I saw where John F. Kennedy was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald behind him, by himself. I'm telling you, I don't believe it. I'm telling you this. I don't believe it. I don't believe man came from apes. Sorry, I don't believe it. I don't believe that printing money is going to get us out of debt. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I don't believe allowing to my kids to behave however they want to behave is going to make them responsible citizens. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I don't believe that homosexual behavior is healthy for anybody, no matter what they tell me. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. And dare I go here? Many times when I walk away from church and I hear what that 6-foot icicle standing in the pulpit has said, I get in my car and I tell my wife, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. And I could be wrong. But I think it's time, far past time, that here in America, we quit taking everything at face value and believing it just because somebody told us it's so. What was that Ronald Reagan said? Trust but verify. What was it the Berean Christians did? Search the scriptures daily to see if those things that they had been told was the truth. I'm proud to say, I don't always believe it. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, News.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. What do you think, guy? Let me hear from somebody out there. Anybody out there with me? Jump in there.
We got you, brother.
Because you know what they've done to us, see? They've tried to convince us that if you question it, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. There's something. And see, I happen to have the ability, as you guys join this queue, I have the ability to be able to think, to look, to analyze, to do deductions. I can make inferences. I can do all that stuff. And I can look at those two towers that fell and that third tower fell and say, listen, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. We've got to begin to question some stuff. Somebody jump in here. Go, Larry.
Well, I don't believe most of that list that you gave either. But, you know, the reason I don't believe it, I'm sure, is the same reason you don't believe it, is because you can simply read what is in God's word and it says something different.
It does. You know, this is how funny my life is. I get up this morning, I get a text from a friend. He said, man, you got to check this out. Now, he didn't know what I was going to do on the show today. He says, you got to check it out. I'm not going to show it to you. I'll show it to you later. You know what he says? You know what it is? Makes me laugh because this is tinfoil hat. I'll put Lindell's hat on. I don't have my tinfoil hat, but I'll put on Lindell's hat. This guy just sent me a huge, huge list of things proving the moon landing was fake. Think we went to the moon? I'm not saying we didn't go to the moon. I'm just saying, oh, hey, Jared, let me pull that up there real quick, Jared. Pull that one up there. It says moon. Click on that. I want people to see this real quick. This kind of stuff we're dealing with. We have been taught so much that, listen, they have so manipulated us, folks. They've so manipulated us. I'm sorry. This is a sleuth journal, Jared. I think I sent it on a different one. I think I sent it alone. It says moon on it. No, I didn't send that to you. Hang on. I wasn't going to send it to you, but now I think I'm going to. Hang on. Because I want people to see this. Coming your way, Jared. Anybody want to jump in while I'm getting this to him?
Well, sure. We have rhinos in government, you know, rhinos, of course, being Republicans in name only. And that's what Trump is fighting against, as well as the scumbag Democrats.
Hey, Vince, what if all across America, good men like Pastor Dale Socha and good men like Pastor Mike Spalding and a lot of good pastors, Pastor Bill Dunphy, names I could throw out there. What if we made this? What if we said this? Listen, this is it. OK, Christians, here we go. All churches all across America said this. Okay, we are going to totally overturn the Congress. We're going to totally do it. And we're going to run a battery of Christian candidates all across America, and we're going to reclaim this government. What would be the reaction, Pastor Dale, if somebody made a decision to do that? You run in the circles with pastors. What would be the reaction, Dale?
Oh, they would flip out. You can't do that. Separation of church and state.
That's right. I don't want to get involved with politics, right?
Of course, they have no clue that Thomas Jefferson wrote that from France some years later, right?
That's right, brother. That's right. Hey, guys, look at this up. Go ahead, Larry. I'm sorry.
And those that didn't insist that it couldn't be done because of separation of church and state would jump on board the project and say, as long as you do everything with my choice of candidates and my way.
Yep, there you are. There you are. Or I heard he speaks in tongues. We better be careful. Hey, Jared, here's where I want you to be right there. I'll get this site to you all later because I haven't even looked at it. Stop right there. Going right there. Start right there, Jared. Okay, I want you to think about this. This is not what the show's about, okay? So Right Wing Watch is going to say, Coach Dave said we didn't land on the moon. That's not what I'm saying, okay? Ever wonder why they claimed to have walked on the moon on the very first attempt? even though right here on Earth, Mount Everest and the South Pole took numerous tries before success. Allegedly accomplishing this amazing feat with antiquated 1960s technology, while today a cell phone has 1 million times the computing power than all of NASA did back then. Think about that. Your cell phone is 1 million times more powerful than any of the computers they had back then. Yet 50 years later, the farthest an astronaut can travel from Earth to the moon is only 1/1000th the distance. So here's some quotes, all right? Okay, some quotes. Arthur Schopenhauer said, all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Then it is violently opposed. Finally, it is accepted as self-evident. George Orwell said, scroll on down, Jared, in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Whoever controls the past controls the future. Next one, Jared. This one, to see who was Carl Sagan, billions and billions, right? Carl Sagan said, one of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we have been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you almost never get it back. My goodness. On down, Jared. Mark Twain says, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. Okay, we can get rid of that, baby. We can get rid of that. There's a battle for truth. There's a battle for truth, justice, and the American way. And it is raging, but baby. Is it ever raging? Anybody want to jump in here?
We hear it all the time. It's very obvious when you see the unbelievers saying that God is a myth, that Jesus never existed. And it's like, are you kidding me? I said, you count your calendar days according to his birth. I said, and then I bring him to the Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato. And, oh, yeah, Greek philosophers from 500 and something B.C. that we have no original manuscripts on, yet we possess over 20,000 original manuscripts, not only of Christ, but of his resurrection and ascension into heaven. And they come off, and they come off with the same mentality. He's a myth. He's a myth. You know, they really believe that. They believe that Jesus is a myth. Even if you don't believe in God, you cannot deny the existence of this person, Jesus Christ. And it's amazing.
But Dale, why is this happening? Why are our children being totally and completely miseducated, reeducated, uneducated? Why is it going on? Very simple reason. Because we know they're conspiring against us, against the Lord and his anointed, and we don't even fight back. We sit by passively and let them get away with it.
Church has become the example of Hebrews chapter 12. Oh, such a great cloud of witness. Come on, coach. The church has been the spectator. They want to be the great cloud of witness because don't want to enter the battlefield.
That'll preach, brother. We are, aren't we? We're the great cloud of witnesses. And see, that's not what it is. Because if you read that Hebrews 11 and into Hebrews 12, you're going to find out that those great cloud of witnesses are those who were martyred and died for what they did.
Right.
That's the great cloud of witnesses.
Well, we don't read that. No, that's a different message, Bible.
We're fishing in an aquarium. We're just sitting in an aquarium. That's all we're doing. Watching safe from the outside world. See, I'm just telling you, man. I'm just telling you. Listen, I want to show you something else, okay? Hey, Jared, click on. Am I doing okay, boys? Am I doing okay? I think I am. Click on conspiracy theories. We're there with Hodges. By the way, I found it on my own, Jared, so you don't have to put that up there for me anymore. You guys just saw the links. What one word the deep state's not allowed to say? What is that one word that we're not allowed to say? Scroll on down. I'll tell you what it is. We're not allowed to say conspiracy theory. Hey, guys, does anybody out there think that there is a conspiracy? Stay right there, Jared. Think there's a conspiracy against President Trump right now? Anybody think there's a conspiracy? You think there's a Russian conspiracy? No, huh? No. And so we want to believe that these people in Washington, D.C., who will conspire against the president, well, they won't conspire against us. They won't sell us a false monetary system. They certainly wouldn't tell us that that the Federal Reserve has legal and rightful control of our finance. They wouldn't tell us that, would they? They certainly wouldn't tell us that the IRS is overstepping its bounds. They wouldn't. Oh, that's conspiracy theories. But you know what? Here's what we don't know. Conspiracy theory. Where did that come from? Scroll down a little bit, Jared. Why won't they let us use it? Conspiracy theorist. The term conspiracy theorist has its roots in CIA clandestine operations in 1967, in which the CIA was trying to create psyops cover to obfuscate their part in the murder of JFK. Did you know that? Conspiracy theorist was a term created by the CIA because they were involved with killing Kennedy and they had to put a stop to it. So here's what they wrote. In 1967, the CIA wrote a dispatch which coined the term conspiracy theories. In the memo, it was recommended that methods of discrediting conspiracy theories be employed. Interestingly, the memo was marked psych, which most researchers have taken to mean psyops, or what we call today disinformation, fake news. This memo originated with the clandestine services unit for the CIA. The memo was produced to the public in response to a Freedom of Information Act by the New York Times in 1976. Scroll on down, Jared. Boy, aren't you glad you tuned in today, huh? Okay, so summarizing, here's what this report said. Are you sitting down, boys and girls? Summarizing the tactics which the CIA memo recommended, the critics be dealt with in the following manner. Check these off if this is happening today. 1, claim that it would be impossible for so many people would keep quiet about such a big conspiracy. 2, have people friendly to the CIA attack the claims and point back to official reports. 3, claim that eyewitness testimony is unreliable. Trust us. Trust us. Who are you going to believe, my eyes? Your eyes or me? Claim that this is all old news, that no significant new evidence has emerged. Ignore conspiracy claims unless discussion about them is already too active. If it's too active, then they got to jump in there. Claim that it's irresponsible to speculate. How often do you hear these phrases on these talking heads on CNN and MSNBC? So that's irresponsible to say that. That's irresponsible for President Trump to make that accusation. Really? Accuse theorists of being wedded to and infatuated with theories. Hey, listen right now. Can we all be honest here? Hang on right there. We know Obama was a plant. Listen, we know he was a Muslim, or at least a Muslim sympathizer. He wasn't a Christian. And we still let that lie perpetrate because why? Well, I'm a racist. You're a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, you're a kook. Really? I am?
Wow. See, David, it doesn't work when it's a black guy accusing him of being a Muslim sympathizer.
Oh, they shut him right up, don't they? Accuse theorists of being politically motivated. And lastly, accuse conspiracy theorists of having financial interest in promoting conspiracy theories. I hear that one a lot. Oh, coach, you're just saying that because that's what all your supporters want to hear, your donors. That's why you're saying no. Hey, dude, listen. I don't know what happened, but there was controlled demolition at 911. And if you have such if your mind is so bad that you can't look at those pictures and understand something wrong happened there, I don't even know what to tell you. If you can't see with your eyes what happened, and you want to believe Walter Cronkite or Anderson Cooper, then you go for it. Why? Because we are not thinking. In other words, the CIA's clandestine services unit created the arguments for attacking conspiracy theories as unreliable in the 1960s as part of psychological warfare operations. More for support for these conclusions come, yada, 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 yada. Oh, my goodness, I need more time. I need more time. Okay, Jared.
No need. There's no need. There's no need for us to make robots. We're making them out of human beings.
We are already, aren't we, brother? We already are. Go, Silver.
The one of the things I was very, very fortunate to do in my much younger years was when work was limited in the Houston area, my father being an electrician, he went to New York City to work, and he worked on the World Trade Center as it was being built. And I got to see, basically, I understood how it was constructed. Basically, it's three buildings stacked on top of each other. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's built. And when I saw that thing come down, I said, that's impossible.
That's right.
There's no way that could happen. And then I saw World Trade Center 7. I said, that was definitely impossible because it's nowhere near where the action was.
No, that's right. And
so
that's
I know it was complete junk.
Folks, I got to show you this because I want you to know there is something going on in our midst. You can call it the intervention of God. You can call it a miracle. You had Jared's put up there, science of 911, architects and engineers for 911 truth. If you want to believe the official story, go ahead. Stick your head in the sand and go ahead and believe it. This is a great website Jared's got up there. It's AE911truth.org. We can send you that link if you ask us. We'll get that link out to you. I want to show you supernatural intervention of God, okay? Supernatural intervention of God. We'll show it to you right now. Because the kings of this earth conspire against the Lord and his anointed. And I want you to play, Jared, play this clip of, what did I put it down there? Election night. Folks, you understand this, don't you? That the election was rigged. Hillary Clinton was going to win. Everybody knew it. Every media outlet knew it. Every TV station knew it. Every talking head knew it. It was all rigged. And whether it's for our good or whether it's for our bad, I don't know yet. But I want you to watch the miraculous intervention of God. I watched this the other night, and I'm thinking, this is unbelievable. What happened in America in the November election was a total and complete flip upside down of the system, and nobody seems to know exactly what happened. This is 5 minutes and 12 seconds of the reaction. Remember this. They knew what was going to happen. Do you understand? You've got to understand this. They knew who was going to win. They knew. Every one of them knew it was going to be Hillary. Every one of them knew. Why? Because it was rigged. The elections are rigged. It's rigged. Hillary's going to win. Watch this and see if you can't see something supernatural happened. Play it, Jared.
This is the time for real wisdom. Lightning round.
If Trump wins, how about bursting into tears and screaming fuck for the next 45 minutes?
Well, America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion. And I mean literally crying.
Everybody is crying and so upset. And it is the end of their world.
Feels like the end of the world.
We were on Lifetime last night. Right. And I was slowly getting drunk is what happened to me.
How do we explain how this is possible?
How did this happen? Experienced politician versus racist fake gynecologist.
Get your abortions now. Because we're going to be fucked and we're going to have to live with it.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
This is a different earth today than it was 24 hours ago. It's a different place.
because it just is different.
The woman who President Obama called the most qualified person ever to run for the White House couldn't break through. The question remains, who can?
Deeper concerns tonight that the world's shining light of democracy has gone dark.
Decency lost last night, and that's what's so hurtful about this.
This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes.
I kind of push back against the advancement of African Americans, of Hispanics, of women, of Muslim Americans.
It is a mourning moment for those people. And it is a moment filled with fear.
Because I'm on this network and people know my attitudes about things. They come up to me and they're scared, depressed, despair, desperate even. Almost clinging to me.
It was a rough night for everybody, yeah. I think. We're worried. The people are worried, you know? Okay, he's the president. Now what?
It feels like we're trying to avoid the apocalypse, and half of the country is voting for the asteroid.
Is there a doomsday plan for a time like this? Am I right to ask about a doomsday plan? Do you see this as a doomsday scenario?
So if Donald Trump is democratically elected and your son is serving as a Marine, you wouldn't trust his life under that commander-in-chief? And Kane said, I wouldn't. That's a pretty extraordinary thing to say if you have a son in the Marine Corps and that you don't trust the commander-in-chief. The people in the military defend the Constitution.
I can't put a happy face on that. And that's my job.
This is the first time throughout this entire race where I'm officially shitting my pants. I genuinely do not understand how America can be this disorganized or this hateful.
How do you govern when your whole campaign was built on the hatred of somebody else?
From slavery to, you know, Nazism, we have faced challenges before to who we are as a people.
Plus the Supreme Court, who knows where that's going to go. So the only checks and balances we have are us, The View.
How are you supposed to be able to handle the country?
To the best ad campaign, the best ground game. This is a shot against meritocracy, I think, because she merited everything. The normal way you standardize these things, she did what she's supposed to do to win.
You know, she was Hillary Clinton, the most qualified candidate, the best suited for the job, the best temperament. Now we're hearing not a good candidate.
History is put on hold yet again.
We have no idea who won. And to cover our bases, we taped two different show opens. First up, here's the outcome I'm hoping for. Hillary Clinton is the next president of the United States. But just in case the unthinkable has happened and Donald Trump is our new president, the show open would look something like this. Oh, hello.
Okay, Jared, you can stop that. You can stop that. See, folks, it shows, again, it shows how, number one, they knew what was going to happen. And it shows, first of all, nobody rejoicing, right? Nobody rejoicing that Hillary, nobody that you saw there excited that Hillary won. Doomsday, we're all going to die. It's all, why? Because we've all been programmed the same way. Understand? You understand, church, that a miracle occurred in our midst in November. And the miracle wasn't Donald Trump. Donald Trump can't make America great again. The miracle was that the door was blocked against this new world order, demonic presence. The door was blocked. Now, we know this, Dale, we know this, that Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So what we see happen is this conspiracy theory, fake news, fake information, program, matrix, red pill, blue pill, that was sent to a screeching halt. And then the question becomes, What will the church do? Trump can't make America great again. The Republicans, we see what they're all about. As hard as it is for us to understand this, as hard as it is to understand, we do not want to believe what the Republican Party is doing. People are so, remember yesterday, Republicans are rapture. People are so loyal to the Republican Party that they cannot believe that they have been sold a bill of goods. Dave Hodges in that show that I referenced there that Sarge sent to me that we ought to send to all of you to listen to. Dave Hodges and Liz Crokin, who's done a lot of research on it, says that there are some big, big arrests coming in pedophile gate. And I don't know if you heard this yesterday. It was lost. You gotta read between the lines. Yesterday, all the focus was on Jeff Sessions and the fact that Trump had said if he knew that he was going to recuse himself, he wouldn't have hired him. And that was the big news. Uh-oh, Trump's about done with Sessions. And then they had an interview with Jeff Sessions, and I don't know if you guys heard it. I don't know if you heard it. He said, we are moving forward to destroying the black web. Did anybody hear that? Did anybody at all hear that? We're breaking up this multinational thing called the black web. What's the black web? Did you even know there was a black web, a black internet? It's where all this demonic stuff goes on, where they're having snuff shows, where they're having homo parties, where they're having... I've never been to the black web, but I guess it is unbelievable. And what did Jeff Sessions tell us that we didn't hear? We're breaking that stuff up. We're going after that and breaking it up. That's why we're seeing 1,500 arrests of pedophiles across America, 3,500 of them charged, more than we even know. And Dave Hodges and Liz Crokin say that what's going to happen is going to shake the American government when some of these indictments come down. Something happened in our midst, we don't even know it. Boy, now you know I am tinfoil hat. Somebody jump in here. Got a couple minutes left.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, brother. So Liz Crokin said, she alluded to about a third of the government. I say the number is much higher. The number is much higher. And also, yeah, the dark web. Dark web is where all the
people. Dark web. Yep. That's where it all is.
That's where
they're after it, man. And you know what else Dave Hodges said? I think I told you this yesterday. Dave Hodges said that's why Putin and Trump are working together on. That's why there's so much pushback. Hey, Putin and Trump are working against this pedophile stuff. Yes, Larry.
Yeah. Before we close off today, I'd like to look at the world trade thing in a slightly different angle than what anybody's mentioned yet. And that is regardless of the cause, the bill.
Larry, you went silent there, Larry.
I don't know. Everything's working here. Can you hear me now?
Gotcha. Yes.
Okay. There are people who were supernaturally led not to go in and be in that building that day, and they were saved. And I made it a point, starting the day after the towers went down, I started doing Google searches and stuff. And I found a total of 14 different stories of people accredited God kept them out of that building so they did not perish on that day. Now, here's my thought on that. The word tells us that God says he is no respecter of persons. So if he took and supernaturally fed information into the minds, spirits, and lives of 14 people to keep them out of that building that day, does that mean there was only 14 of his children in that building? Because he would have done that for every one of his true children, I believe, because he's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
And this is something for those that call themselves to church to think about. 14 out of all those thousands? 14 out of all those thousands? Is that what we're talking about?
Few and many. But let me piggyback on this one, babe. Listen. Oh, I tell you this. You living isn't always the will of God. See, this life's about the next one, boys and girls. This life ain't about this life. This life is about the next one. And sometimes even though God loves you and you do dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, sometimes your time on earth has ended. And it has nothing to do with whether he's malevolent or benevolent. Has nothing to do with that. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end result is death and destruction. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. And all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God bless you. I'll see you from Louisville, Kentucky, Monday morning. Hey, I'm sorry. I don't believe it. See you tomorrow. See you Monday.